Oh, good morning, students. So good to see you this morning. Listen, we're going to get started in just a moment, but I need to run an errand, so I'll be right back. So just hang tight until I get back, okay?
Hey, would someone turn off the music? I couldn't hear what the teacher said.
No way, this is a new T Swift.
What, really? I haven't heard of it.
Hey, can you shut up? I'm trying to get me sleep.
Sorry.
Diane, class is about to start. Put the phone away or you'll get in trouble.
What's the teacher gonna do? Come to my house? We're on lockdown.
But the teacher said no phones allowed.
So what? It's boring. Anyway, I'm playing Bible Bingo and I'm about to win toilet paper.
My mom said if I got a bad grade, she'd take away my toilet paper.
Ooh, bingo!
Did someone say toilet paper? My dad has a truckload. I'll sell it cheap. Anyone? Anyone? Going once? Going twice?
Kira, you're too close to the camera.
What? Can you see me?
No, you need to step back.
You want to see my back?
No, step back.
Oh, okay.
Stop playing around. Don't you know how to work your Chromebook?
What's a Chromebook?
Okay, I'm back, everyone. Sorry about that. Good morning again. Good to see you here on Zoom for class. One at a time. How are you all doing?
I'm in school today.
Okay. Hold on, class. Hold on, please. Let's all calm down, please. Let's begin to practice muting ourselves if I'm not asking you a direct question, okay?
Mr. Apple, how do you mute yourself?
By shutting your mouth.
You shut your mouth.
Hey, that's enough, class. Kira, there is a microphone button, and if you press it, you will be muted, okay? In fact, I'm going to go ahead and mute everyone right now.
Mom, can you bring me a waffle? I want a waffle!
Joseph, please keep yourself muted.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Apple. Mom, I want a waffle really bad.
Joseph.
Mr. Apple, Diane is saying mean things in the chat.
No, I'm not.
Don't say anything in the chat that you can't say in person.
Fine. I don't like your hair.
Well, I don't like your face.
Will this be on the test?
Students, enough. We are in class, and so our rules for class apply. No bullying, no calling names, no being mean, no eating, no phones. Especially you, Diane. Follow my directions, please.
Mom! Waffle!
Joseph, that's enough. We can hear you. All of you are being disruptive right now. All of you are failing to follow the rules right now.
But the so confusing.
Yeah, my mom doesn't give me any rules at home, and life is pretty good.
Well, how about this then? Let's simplify. Just one rule to follow.
One?
Oh, just one.
Are we studying math today?
This isn't a math problem. One rule, and it's this. Love one another. Each other, your classmates, your parents, even your teacher.
Even my sister?
Yes, even your sister.
Does this mean not interrupting class?
Emily, we can't learn if we're interrupting each other. It's kind to let other people take turns and ask questions.
Does this mean I can't post mean things in the chat?
That's right, Diane. We treat each other with respect. To love someone means no name calling.
Does this mean no music during class?
That's right. How can we pay attention? How can others hear if we're making a lot of noise? Let's be respectful and help each other.
No sleeping?
No sleeping, Emma.
And I can't eat my waffle?
You can have your waffle later, but during class, we do our best to not distract each other.
Will this be on the test?
Yes, the test of life.
Okay. So before you do anything, ask yourself, am I loving my neighbor or not? Okay?
Okay.
Remember, the number one rule is love one another. Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's get to work.
Scripture, John 13:34-35. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Sometimes it's hard to follow a bunch of rules. There can be so many rules at times that it takes difficult to even remember them all. You have to make a long list just to keep track. Jesus saw that his disciples were having a hard time following all his rules too. He helped them by giving them one rule to follow above all others. The rule he gave them was to love one another. He knew that if he followed this rule, then everything else would fall into place. That means that if they would just love each other, then they would naturally follow all the other rules too. Sometimes we mess up and make mistakes though, but if we follow the number one rule of Jesus to love one another, we can love, forgive, and help each other. Then others will notice our love for each other and want that too. Let's remember to always love one another.